When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
If you ever need us to chime in on something in your life, maybe give you some unbiased opinion, you can always message us at Ben and Kelly Show. And we'll try to get you some help.
So, grab some snacks. This one is kind of lengthy.
Yeah.
Okay, so here we go. He said, I dated this girl in high school who dumped me when she went off to college. A few years later, ran into her mom in a bar. She was separated from her husband, was trying to sort her life out. We had too much to drink that night. Began a fiery affair that burnt out after about 3 weeks.
Okay.
She and her husband reconciled. I went on about life.
Gotcha.
A few years after that, I reconnected with her daughter. Started dating again. Now, I never told her about what happened between her mom and I. The first time I went with her to see her parents again, you could tell I made her mom real nervous.
Right.
Eventually, sometime later, her mom was able to corner me and asked me if I told her daughter about us, and I told her I hadn't. She made me promise to not say anything ever.
Oh, wow.
So over the holidays, we were at her parents' house, and her mom gets a little tipsy and flirty with me when no one was around. I shut that down real quick, but it really kind of set my conscience off.
Yeah.
I just feel like the worst person not being honest with my girlfriend about hooking up with her mom all those years ago. Am I a jerk for holding on to this secret?
Oh, wow. Okay, so like I said, I feel like honesty is the best policy in most everything that we do here on the show, and every time we do group therapy, it kind of always comes down to communication. But honestly, I'm like, if you say that you had an affair with the girl's mom.
Yeah.
That's it. It ends. Like,
I know. I don't see how they move forward if he tells her the truth.
No.
Because I mean, I'm sitting there thinking, like, if it were me and I get that information, even though it was years ago.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can, A, get the mental pictures out of my mind.
Right, right.
I mean, you know, you play that through in your brain, don't you? You do.
Oh, I would.
I bet you do.
100% I would.
Yeah. So, I don't know. But see, Mackenzie is saying, I know you probably want to protect her feelings, but she's going to hate you more if she finds out another way. Everything that happens in the dark comes to the light.
Okay.
But see, here's the thing, though. I feel like it was only 3 weeks, and it sounds like that only he and her mom know. And if mom is committed to not saying anything,
then
I don't know how else anybody else would tell her. I don't know. I don't know.
To your grave. But anyways, we open it up because it's free. It's, you know, free therapy. It's group therapy. We do this here. So 502-571-9970. Maybe you have experience. And I know this is a long shot, but maybe you have an experience of dating maybe multiple people in one family.
Okay, but here's the thing, too, about this, is we're kind of thinking about how the girlfriend would take the news. Think about the dad. You know, mom and dad are back together now. He could potentially, like, wreck their marriage again. Now that they're back together, they're happy. This happened years ago.
Yeah.
This could wreck, you know, their marriage. His girlfriend's parents' marriage could wreck that, let alone his own relationship with his girlfriend. I mean, there's a lot of collateral damage that can come with the truth here.
Okay, so it's always a fun little dance that we do here. And so 502-571-997. Group therapy, you know, he's got a past relationship with her mom.
Just a 3-week fling years ago.
Yeah.
And that was when, like, mom and dad were kind of separated. Now, she has since gotten back with dad, but his girlfriend, the daughter, knows nothing about it.
Yeah, and mom's kind of cool to take this to her grave because they recently kind of got together, or, you know, as a family at the house, and...
But mom got tipsy and kind of flirted again. He's all like, nope.
Yeah.
Nope, nope, nope. Not doing that again.
Right, exactly. So now it's like, he's kind of feeling like a jerk for holding on to the secret.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of factors at play here. And this is where I typically say, hey, look, truth will set you free sort of thing. But this is one of those where I'm like, man, I don't know. I think you should probably just hang on to that, too.
Yeah. So here are how the guys are trying to help. Clay says, Jerry, Jerry, Jerry.
Okay. Thank you.
Mike says, but which one was better, the mom or the daughter?
Okay.
Steve says, tell your girlfriend, then report back with a little jiffy eating popcorn.
Yeah, right. I think even he understands what is going to happen if you say something.
Exactly. Then Chelsea says, unless you and her are discussing every single relationship you've had in the meantime, and you're disclosing every partner, I'd leave this one be. If you open up to telling her, it's not just impacting her. Mm-hmm. If mom and dad have a happy marriage now, yeah, it's opening up for mom and dad to have problems, mom and daughter to have problems, and you and her to have problems. She will hurt in way, way more ways than the one that you are hurting, and you'll likely get all the blame. So if you want to stay together, don't deny it if it comes up. And if it does, tell her you didn't want to say anything because her parents are in a good place and you didn't want to make the same mistake twice. If you don't care about the future, tell her. I'm all for honesty, and in this case, this is something that's best not discussed. Have a final conversation with mom that if she can't keep it together, then you're going to have no choice but to tell dad and daughter. Uh-huh. Now, to avoid an outburst later, that should keep her in line.
Jeannie says, look, if it needs to come out to clear their conscience. Mm-hmm. She said, would rather him just tell me so I could protect my parents' marriage.
Well, yes, that's what you would do, but we don't know what the girlfriend's going to do.
I know.
It's like you don't know what someone is going to do with that information. I mean, regardless, I don't know. Again, if I'm putting myself in the girlfriend's position, if I got that information, I don't think I'm continuing that relationship.
No, I'm 100% breaking up. So,
like, I feel like you just like break up and walk away, not saying the real reason why. Because I just don't know how you can continue to be in that situation with that family, with that secret. It's going to eat you alive.
So I think everybody is, a majority of us are saying, look, I think you're going to need to keep this quiet. There are the outliers that are like, look, if you're going to tell, you need to do it this way. So I think, and I think Kelly's saying it too, you probably need to just stay quiet. And
yeah, if you can live like that, but you, I mean, only you can figure out if your conscience will let you continue on in this relationship keeping that secret, because I mean, you're feeling bad about it right now. Well, how much time has to pass before you kind of put it behind you? I don't know. I would think, I'm not sure there's a future for this relationship, to be honest.
Well, his conscience allowed him to get with her mom in the first place, so
it did.
That and some alcohol. So anyways, keep us posted, if you will, and if you haven't been able to comment yet and you still want to, you can always do it on the thread. We always post them up there on Facebook @Ben and Kelly Show.